We are opening the doors of the NADA PR School at the end of May 2024. Not to miss it, because I'm going to be teaching you how to get featured for free. Get on our waiting list, and the link is in the show notes below this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the NADA PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At NADA PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, my PR friend, and welcome to episode 191 of the NADA PR School podcast. Welcome, welcome. Hope you're having a great week. And I'm really very excited about this episode because I want to talk about Public Relations 101. Yes. And I think there's a mystery surrounding the profession of public relations. So if you think about what it is, what comes to your mind? Probably two things. You would think, well, PR is useful for a personality or a company that is in hot water, right? So they need these people. They need PR. Or it's a executive, a CEO or a founder or someone known that wants to polish their image. So these people need PR and use PR. Well, yes, you're right. In those two cases, because PR is amazing for crisis management and reputation management. But it's without knowing that for over 20 years now, many agencies and so many professionals have specialized in promotion, in promoting products, in promoting consumer products, not only humans and companies. So it's way more than just crisis and reputation management. I'm probably, and sometimes when I think about it, I've been around for so long, so I'm probably one of the first, maybe I'm the first in North America to become really specialized and dedicate myself to promoting consumer goods. I'm certainly a pioneer because I've been there for so long. I have to admit, why did I decide to specialize myself in promoting consumer goods? Well, before my previous jobs, really, I was working with so many personalities, artists, and working with these people, even if I still love it today, it's very complex working with humans, and it touches, you know, them so deeply. So doing public relations for personalities is a specialty in itself. So I decided why did I specialize myself in products? Well, I wanted to simplify my life. I wanted to have a life where, you know, I didn't need to call or be available for these people 24/7. And that led me to turn to public relations for brands and products. And I remember when I was meeting PR professionals more than almost 30 years ago, and when I was telling them what I was doing, they were like, oh, okay, what you do? Oh, you do PR, marketing PR. And I'm like, oh. That kind of, even today, still explain in a way what we do, marketing PR, right? And that's, my God, so many years ago. And that's when I decided to found NADA PR. And I remember that one of our first clients was this famous hair care that every woman knows in North America today. In those days, nobody knew it, like more than 20 years ago. So more than 20 years ago, listen to this. So Kerastase hired my services to do public relations for them. And well, we worked with them for something like 13 years. And this work really led me to develop my expertise in marketing PR, of course. And I've loved it so much. That experience was just so much fun that over time, of course, NetApr, the our agency, has become beauty, luxury, of course, high quality products. It can be in, if it's something related to food, something like Thermomix, or if it's electric vehicle, something, a brand like Polestar. These are clients of ours, just to give you an idea. So we rarely work where personalities, or sometimes, yes, we do with founders of company, but it's a very different work. So you might think that you don't need public relations because you don't have a reputation to protect, or you don't see a crisis on the horizon, like it's not going to happen to us. Well, maybe you're right, but you're mistaken not to take a closer look at what public relations can offer you today. And I wanted to develop a quick guide to PR 101, and creating this episode, I'm going to do more than one on PR 101. So this is the first one of, I don't know, maybe two or three. But think of public relations 101 this way, because it can be powerful to what? If you decide to create a company, so you could be announcing through PR the creation and the founding of a new company. It's powerful for launching a product, of course. Celebrating an anniversary. This is one of my favorite topics when a company is 1 year, 5 years, 10, 50 and more. Love anniversaries. They're very powerful and useful when you want to secure, let's say, more funding. Let's say you already have an initial investment. So you're announcing this investment, but you announce at the same time that you want more partners. This can be very powerful. Use PR when you want to share what you went through, like hardships maybe, because it's going to be telling, inspiring so many other CEOs or founders. You use PR when you are highlighting creative or business partnership. Let's say you have this new artist redesigning your sofa. And Roche-Beaubois has been doing this successfully for more than 60 years now. They have the Mahjong sofa, one of their pillar in the company, staple. And they change it, refresh it, let's say, not every year, but very often with a new artist who's going to be changing the aspect of it. It's mostly the fabric and how they see this this Mahjong sofa. So public relations, amazing to promote, talk about these partnership or new business partnerships as well. PR to let people know that you are a local company, that you are your products are made locally, or maybe it's craftsmanship just close by. So it's fun to know that. And I'm sure consumer would appreciate knowing that. If you don't tell the journalists, people won't know. So PR is great also to promote, let's say, what you have implemented for your personal mental health and the mental health of your employees. This could be a fun story to tell. Also great for presenting how, for example, you implemented the 4-day work week in your company. How did you do that? So the list of reasons, as you can imagine, this is a long one here. So to consider PR can be very long. And you can really interest journalists in your story if you have a product, a service, a business activity that fits in the current trends. Let me give you another example. Let's say your employees have decided that the cafeteria in your business, in your company, is becoming vegan. There's maybe like 50% vegan, 50% non-vegan, but, or let's say 100% vegan, and it's at the request of your employees. So there's a story to tell there, of course. Maybe some of them have lost weight, are healthier, and maybe some of them weren't very reluctant at first and now love it. So you see so many things to tell. So PR 101 will be valuable to you, my friends. Yes. Of course, I hear you. You're thinking, well, I can just post a text about our cafeteria on Facebook and on our LinkedIn page. Yes, and you would do it too. Like, it's not one replacing the other. Still, if a journalist picks up the story, it will have such an impact, a way more significant reach than if you just posted on Facebook and LinkedIn, right? Or even if you have a great TikTok account. It will reach a larger audience, people that don't know you. And maybe it's this article that will make you known and make new employees want to work for you. Wow, this company is so cool. They have a vegan cafeteria, right? PR 101, my friends. Yes, press relations are there to make you known. And social media doesn't replace public relations. It does not. And speaking of PR 101, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, we are reopening the doors of the NADA PR School in a few weeks. You know, I'm not giving it 50 times in a year. Sometimes it's once. No, now it's going to be the second time we open the doors. And so be the first. There are limited spots. We are very rarely more than, let's say, 5 or 6. So I intend to have like a small group of people get on our waiting list to reserve your spot to be the first. And the link is right there below. So voila, my friends, PR 101. Hopefully, I'll see you in class at the end of May. We should open the door May 27 for 6 weeks because it's 6 module. And I will tell you more about this program in the next episode. But meanwhile, more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me for the next episode next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NADA PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.